Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Now, see, isn't it weird that I think of sitting like fruit in front of the refrigerator, like, ooh, it might get radiation.
What?
It really won't, will it?
You think it will inside the refrigerator? If it would, what radiation? Where does radiation come from in the refrigerator?
I think I'm confusing all that with like everything, like, because I feel like everything's like the microwave, like it sends out nuclear ions into the
there
air.
Is well, hey, if refrigerators were emitted radiation, I'd have a third arm by now because I spent many a night standing in front of one.
Get ready for a heaping helping of sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Happy March, Cliff!
And I thought you were about to say Happy Mardi Gras, and I was going to have to correct you and say you need to eat more vegetables and know what day it is.
No, I'm so fat. No, it is March,
we're both
Cliff.
Morbidly obese. I'm aware.
I'm aware that it's March, and it's 1 month closer to summer and 1 month closer to the wonderfulness that is the holiday season.
I'd been meaning to ask you on the show, don't you just wish that it was October already?
I do, you know.
September, at least.
I skipped over spring and summer. I want to go straight back into fall. I just love fall. I hate January, February, yeah. March, and half of April. I hate it.
I hate all of April. What do I need April for?
Okay, nothing. Screw April. I hate it, too.
And I don't even... You like
we're
the
not
summer.
Even going to be... A, we're never like going to do summer. A... We'll never do an April Awareness Month. Do April?
Well, we might. That will be the 12th. Remember that.
Okay.
Once we have done every other month, that'll be the 12th one that we do, April Awareness Month, 2020.
What else are we aware of, Cliff?
Kendall, are you aware this is an Oscar party?
Oscar party!
Kendall, we're here on the red... No, we're not. But we have rolled out a red carpet here in the podcasting booth.
I will go to the red carpet. You know, I was watching the news this morning. They've shut down Hollywood Boulevard, and they said, don't try to drive through there. I could take the subway right down and walk right on the red carpet right now.
You
ought
to do it.
Do not tempt me, Kendall.
And I'll be watching, and Joan Rivers will say, who is this fat man that has wandered onto the red carpet?
Jesus Christ, I've never seen someone so fat and ugly.
Who are you wearing? Hefty bag? So.
Glad.
Yeah, glad. Glad pull string.
I'm glad that I'm not even bigger. I'm so fat.
So anyway, Kendall, it's the Oscars. What are you thinking about this, about the Oscars this week? By the way, here's the rule for the Oscar party for you guys at home. If you're listening to this after the Oscars, when we make our predictions for who's going to win, you can think to yourself, well, boy, they were really wrong, or they got it right. And you can give yourself a little ding every time we get one right, and you can give yourself a honk every time we get one wrong, right?
Yes, they can play along at home.
This is like a game show for everybody at home. But what are you thinking, Kendall, about the Oscars coming up this weekend?
Well, Cliff, I'm glad you asked me. I'm kind of looking forward to Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin hosting.
Me too. I like them. I always thought Steve Martin did a great job when he did it.
Yeah, I do. And I'm kind of hoping with both of them, it'll be a little bit more than just like a standard monologue. Like they'll do a little bit more musical number or something. I really enjoyed last year's Oscar, so I hope they'll do something fun. But
I don't even remember last year. Oh, with Hugh Jackman. That was weird that he hosted.
Yeah, that was weird. But I'm excited about him. We need to have some sort of drinking game every time something's mentioned. Well, who? Oh my God.
Kendall, that was an Oscar acceptance speech. Now, speaking of.
That was Susan Boyle.
That was Susan Boyle's
hitting her
Oscar
lowest note.
Theme song. But anyway, so what do you think is going to win Best Picture? There are 10 nominees for some reason.
Oh, why the hell are there 10 nominees?
How many have you seen of the 10?
Let's see. I saw Avatar. I saw Blindside. I saw District 9. I saw The Hurt Locker. I saw Precious. I saw Up. And I saw Up in the Air. So I've seen 7 of the 10.
Okay, I've seen all those except for The Blind Side, and I don't think I've seen any of the other ones that were nominated.
The Blind Side was weirdly kind of good. I mean, I kind of did enjoy it, but it was a little bit like a Lifetime. Maybe it's just because I've been working on so many Lifetime shows lately.
Maybe so. Maybe you're like, well, this is much better than Maneater. It must be the best picture of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed Avatar. I enjoyed it. I really like District 9, but you know, I think The Hurt Locker is going to take number one.
I mean, it was good. Avatar was good. I liked Up in the Air better than both those. I liked Up a lot better.
I did really like Up in the Air. I just don't think it'll win.
Oh, no,
I think that's one of those that got in because of the 10.
What I've heard is it's between Avatar and The Hurt Locker, but if they cancel each other out by chance, it'll go to The Inglourious Basterds.
It'll go to Blind Side, yeah.
It'll go to The Blind Side, which is the next logical step.
Yeah.
But what's your pick? You say this is going to win Best Picture. What is it?
Hurt Locker.
All right. I agree.
Okay.
All right. We're just going to go point blank. Best Actress. Who's going to win?
Best Actress in a leading role?
Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock is going to win.
You say Sandra Bullock?
She's going to win. I want Meryl. I love Sandra Bullock, but Meryl Streep should win.
Yeah, Meryl's won so many times. I'm going to say Sandra.
No, she's only won twice. She's only won twice.
Yeah, but she's won. She's won, though. I'm going to say Sandra, too. We're going to be two.
Sandra
for two
Bullock
on that.
Will win, yeah. But Sandra Meryl Bullock. Streep should, even though that movie was not very good either.
Yeah.
Okay, Best Actor.
Actor.
Jeff Bridges? That's who I say.
No, I say Jeremy Renner.
All right. Okay, Supporting Actress. Monique?
Yes, definitely Monique.
Yeah, Monique will win. Supporting Actor.
Christopher Waltz.
Yeah, the guy from Inglourious Basterds.
Yep, we're both on two for two.
Best Director. Catherine Bigelow.
Yes, Catherine Bigelow.
Okay. Is there any other category you think we should
weigh? I'll say Art Direction just because I am in the art department.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, it's going to be a toss-up. I really like the production designer from 9. I think 9 could really do it. But Avatar, probably, I don't know. I don't know how that weighs into the art direction category because it's animated. But that may win, but I would really like to see 9 win. That would be my pick.
Okay, I don't have a pick for that one. So what we should do next week is we'll regroup and we'll see how many...
Do you
want to
pick editor?
Yeah. Let me pick all the things that I at one time was majoring in college. Uh-huh. Editor, director, and screenwriter. All right, but we'll regroup next week and we'll see who got more correct, you or me.
Yes,
even though
we
agreed on like all of them but one. So there's that all important one.
We'll see who tips the scale.
We'll see.
And who loses weight next week. But now it's time for some bad jokes.
Oh my God.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey!
Hey! It's time for some bad jokes. Hey!
What? Kendall, how can you tell if your girlfriend wants you?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff.
When you put your hand down her pants and it feels like you're feeding a horse.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Isn't that awful?
That is disgusting.
Isn't that awful?
Okay, well, Cliff, this doctor, he says to this patient, Steve says to the doctor, I want to be castrated. And the doctor says, what in God's name for? And he says, it's something I've been thinking about for a long time and I want to have it done. And he says,
Steve,
but have you thought this
what
through?
What are you doing?
He said, have you thought this through? It's very serious. Once it's done, there's no going back. It will change your life forever. And the guy says, I'm sure I will not change my mind. Either you book me in to be castrated or I'll simply go to another doctor. The doctor does it, and Steve has the operation. He's walking very slowly, legs apart, down the hospital corridor with his little drip stand. And heading toward him is another patient walking exactly the same way. Hi there, says Steve. It looks as if you've had the same operation as me. And the patient says, well, I finally decided after 37 years of life that I would like to be circumcised. And Steve stared at him in horror and screamed, shit, that's the word.
Oh.
Wrong surgery.
Idiot.
Get your back
Steve.
Straight, people. You don't want to be castrated.
Doesn't he have Google? Now, speaking of Kendall, why does a penis have a hole in the end?
I'm afraid to find out.
Well, it's so men can be open-minded.
All right, Cliff. All yours are short this week.
No, they're not, Kendall. You spoke way too soon.
I did. I shouldn't have spoke. A policeman pulls over a driver for swerving in and out of lanes on the highway. He tells the guy to blow a breath into the breathalyzer. And he says, I can't do that, officer. And he says, why not? He said, because I'm asthmatic. And he says, okay, well, let's get a urine sample down at the station. And he says, can't do that either. And he says, why not? He said, because I'm diabetic. If I have low blood sugar, if I pee in a cup. He says, all right, we'll get a blood sample. He says, can't do that either. I'm hemophiliac. If I give blood, I could die. And he said, fine then, just walk this white line. And he says, well, I can't do that either, officer. And the officer says, why? He says, because I'm drunk.
Was that you?
That was me. That was a retelling of a story of mine.
The names were changed to protect the innocent. All right, Kendall, speaking of you, a man entered a barbershop for a shave. Now, Kendall, while the barber is foaming him up, he mentions the problems he has getting a close shave around his cheeks on his face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have just the thing, says the barber, and he takes a small wooden ball from a nearby drawer. Just place this between your cheeks and gums. And the client, he places the ball in his mouth, and the barber starts giving the man the closest shave he has ever known. And Kendall, after a few strokes, the client asks in garbled speech, he has a ball in his mouth, which we all know what that sounds like, right, everybody at home? And the client, he says, what if I swallow this ball? And the barber says, no problem. Just bring it back tomorrow, like everybody else does.
Oh.
People have shat that ball out, Kendall. Can you believe that? He has that in his mouth. What if that happened to you?
Ooh, I would vomit on the spot.
You would flourish.
Now, Cliff, an elderly woman, she decided to have her portrait painted, and she told the artist...
Oh, what a beautiful story.
She said, that's not all of it. She said, paint me
that
with...
That was it.
She said, paint me with diamond earrings, a diamond necklace, emerald bracelets, a ruby brooch, and a gold Rolex. And he says, but you're not wearing any of this, said the artist. And she says, I know. It's in case I should die before my husband. I'm sure he will remarry right away. And I want his new wife to go crazy looking for the jewelry.
Oh. Kendall,
what
speaking
foresight
of...
foresight she had.
Speaking of really smart women with foresight. This naive sailor is in a bar in London, Kendall.
Uh-huh.
He meets a wild girl. She takes him upstairs.
Wow.
And Kendall, she takes off her pants and her panties.
Ooh, underwear.
And Kendall, he looks between her legs and he says, what's that? That's my English impression.
What's that? What in God's name? That's your English belt.
She
doesn't
say
that.
Yeah. She says,
I love the inflection.
It's my lower mouth. And he says, what do you mean? What do you mean, your lower mouth? Just what I said. It's my lower mouth. It's got a mustache and it's got lips. Has it got a tongue in it? And she says, not yet.
What a dirty old Englishman.
And then it did. Can you believe that, Kendall?
Well, I got one more for you, Cliff.
Okay.
Two hunters went moose hunting. Every winter. They did it every winter, but they had no success. So finally, they came up with a plan. They got them an authentic female moose costume and learned the mating call of the female moose. The plan was to hide in the costume.
Is that it?
That's it. The plan was to, it wasn't. The plan was to hide in the costume, lure the bull, and then come out of the costume and shoot it. So they set themselves up in this clearing, and before long, they called out the love call. And then this moose came out, and he said, okay, let's get out of here and get him. And after a moment that seemed like an eternity, the guy in the back said, the zipper's stuck. What are we going to do? And the guy in the front says, well, I'm going to start nibbling on some grass. You should brace yourself.
I'm going to pray on that. When you said a moment that felt like eternity, my mind started going. I thought, that feels like this joke. And you know, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I got lost.
You'll get it later. You'll get it on the way home, folks.
I'll get it, yeah.
Explain it to your neighbor.
Kendall, what do you call an Amish guy with his hand up a horse's ass?
I don't know.
A mechanic. What do you call an Alabama farmer with a sheep under each arm?
I don't know.
A pimp.
Oh.
A pimp. Speaking of pimping things, I have to take a break.
Me too. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Are you tired of the same old GPS voice telling you where to go?
Drive 0.2 miles, then turn right on Seabright Avenue.
If so, it's time for you to get the Cliff and Kendall GPS voice download. With the Cliff and Kendall GPS download, your directions sound like this. Turn left ahead. Good job. You missed that exit. Pass the Catholic Church just ahead. Take that, Pope! And finally, you have arrived at your destination.
We love you!
So order the Cliff and Kendall GPS download today. Go to cliffandkendall.com for more information.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Top floor of the Empire State. I got an email from a blind date. I'm getting younger, I'm at a state fair. I know I've seen this story somewhere, and I can't help but feel that everything's surreal to me. Now I'm standing outside in the pouring rain. You're calling to me from your window frame. Is my ship really lost out at sea, or is it all in a movie? All in a movie. Is it all in a movie, or is this happening to me? Can you please stop this train? My girl is on that plane. Is really happening to me, or is my life being played out on a silver screen?
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, we're back. Kendall, did you mention how back we are?
We're back at this Oscar party.
Oh, my God. And pass the Oscar-themed snacks, whatever they may be.
Oh, Cliff. Now, an eternity ago.
Seven years ago.
We asked a question. We did.
I remember that.
And luckily, Lent is still going on, so this is still relevant.
That's true. It is still relevant.
And the question was, what are you giving up for Lent? Now, we did have one caller to call in, and it's a regular contributor to our show.
We love regulars.
Which, you know, most people do it on Facebook. This guy likes to call us, which you can all the time. Call us whenever you feel like it. But here's what he
818-308-4FAT. Call us about whatever you want.
Exactly. You call us about how fat we are or whatever, but here's what he had to say.
Hi, my name is Charles, and I'm a contractor. What I decided to give up for Lent, I decided to give up going to church for Lent because it was really cutting into my football time on Sunday morning. And even though it's no longer football season, I still have a lot of old VHS tapes of old classic games, like the Florida Gators versus the New England Patriots of 1997 that I can't watch enough. Some people, they watch a movie several times, like Avatar or that other one about blue people. But I just watch that old football game and I'm entertained. And I've been doing that every Sunday morning. And I will continue to do so until Easter Sunday when I make my return to the Cumberland Presbyterian Church that I belong to. Thank you, and everyone have a happy Lent.
Well, I do love football. I see where he's coming from.
I know you love football, Kendra. I can't wrap my mind around it, but I know that you love it.
Now, here's what people had to say on Facebook.
Okay.
Ben said, Lil Smokies. And I say,
the little
sausages. L-I-L Yeah. With an apostrophe. A little smoky.
I did like to eat them back when I ate meat.
Yeah.
But we
called them something else.
I didn't.
I can't remember. I'll have to pray on that and tell you next time.
What did you call them? Mini hotties? Mini hot dogs?
No, mini weenies or something. I can't remember. That was disgusting. Bill said he was giving up Lent for Lent.
Well, drier Lent.
He's giving up drier Lent.
Kendall, we're so fat. Do you ever dig in your belly button and you pull out a big old piece of Lent?
No comment on that one. I could make clothing for all the children in Ethiopia.
You dig in your belly button, you pull out a big sweater.
I don't dig in my belly button. It's already knitted itself in my belly button. James said cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. Good for him. Mm-hmm. And PJ said, OMG, I'm such a good Catholic. I didn't even realize it started. God, I have no idea. LOL, maybe just being so doggone freaking beautiful. No, I just don't know.
Well, I'm glad we alerted her.
Mm-hmm.
So that she may spend less time
aware.
In limbo.
We made her
when
aware.
She dies. Yeah. We're all, you can, that's the best part of the job for me, helping people.
We are just helping people left and right. People need belching in their face. People
need that.
Where else can they go to get a good bleh? I mean, like,
there's
a
void and we fill it.
Wait, and I should say this before we move on. I have listened to our show with my little earbuds, you know, that come with Apple. Yeah. And when you belch on the show, like wind is produced by the mechanics in the speakers or something. And so I actually feel your belch in my ears.
Yeah.
Where else can you get that kind of experience?
It's like Avatar when you wear the glasses. We are there in your face.
We're 4D. Anyway.
Online and in your ear. Now, Kendall, what's the question for next week?
Next week's question is, how are you going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Yep, we've moved from one party right on down to the next one. Mardi Gras was last time. Oh,
party people.
Now, hold on now. I didn't ask what you're giving up for Lent.
I already said I was giving up being good on that show we did 10 weeks ago when we asked this question. Yeah.
Did you ask me?
I don't know. I probably forgot. What are you giving up for? You gave up Jack Daniels.
Well, hard liquor. I've given up hard liquor, wine and hard liquor. But beer was not in that category because we have to have that to function on this show.
Beer is soft liquor. Come on.
It's bathtub gin. But no, next week is how will you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? And you can go to our Facebook page and write a comment on there. Or please give us a call. Don't make Charles the Contractor be the only one. 818-308.
He likes it, Kendall. He likes being the
4 fat. That's 4328. You can call us. It's just a voicemail. You don't have to talk to us. You don't have to tell us how your day's going. We won't be there. It's just a voicemail.
Kendall, are you sure you won't pick up if you're not really bored? You'll just think, hey, what's up?
Nope. It goes straight.
No?
It doesn't even ring. It goes straight to a recording. It's a recording device. So you don't have to talk to us at all.
All right, Kendall. I think it's weird that you went on for so long about the voicemail.
Well, lots of things are weird, Cliff, and so is this weird news. It's time for Kendall's Weird News. All right, Cliff, I got some weird shit to tell you about. Weird shit. Thank you.
Lay it on me.
Now,
when
Dexter Blanche's dog nearly died from complications during spay surgery, he decided to use the event as inspiration and recently brought to the market a chastity belt to give pet owners more control of their animals' instincts. The pet... I know you love this one. This is for you, Cliff.
You can't hear the look that I'm giving about this story.
I can see it. The pet anti-breeding system harness is especially valuable to professional breeders who may want to keep a female out of one or more heat cycles without resorting to sterilization. So far, the belts have been proven effective, but the inventor admits to the San Francisco Chronicle reporter in February that a horn dog male poses severe tests by gnawing relentlessly at the leather straps that are cramping his style.
Uh-oh. Why don't you have them spayed and neutered? That's what Bob Barker wants us to do, for God's sake. What's the point?
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Okay, anyway. An official in China told Agnès France-Presse in December that the city's new women-only parking lot was designed to meet females' strong sense of color and different sense of distance. That is, that the spaces are 3 feet wider than regular spaces and painted in pink and purple. Also, attendants...
I call sexism.
It is. Also, attendants have been trained to guide women into parking spaces. Now, I'm lucky that Rayanne's not on this episode, because she'd go crazy. Oh,
she would make an impassioned plea. I think that's awful. We are feminists, and we are opposing that.
Yes, it is. Scott Elder, 22, was charged with shooting a 24-year-old man in Savannah, Georgia in October after escalating arguments that went... when one of the two strangers sent a text message to the wrong number. One comment led to another, and the men agreed to meet in a downtown parking lot to settle things. So that just shows you, kids, texting can be dangerous.
Kendall, can you believe kids today?
Sexting as soon as they can walk. Dangerous. And also, this guy in Washington, D.C., he beat up this guy. He shot this guy because grass clippings got on him. He shot the guy in the face, and he said, "I take pride in my appearance." Can you believe that? Don't get grass on anybody. And finally today,
I agree with that. Yeah.
This was submitted by one of our lovely listeners, Jennifer. Douglas Hines, an inventor from New Jersey, unveils this new robotic woman. He says, to some men, she might seem like the perfect woman. She's a willowy 5 feet 7 and 120 pounds. She'll chat with you endlessly about your interests, and she'll have sex whenever you please, as long as her battery doesn't run out. Now, she doesn't vacuum or cook, Cliff, but she does almost everything else.
Take that, robot women.
That's what the guy says, said the inventor, Douglas Hines, who unveiled Roxy last month at the Adult Entertainment Expo at Las Vegas. She even comes loaded with 5 distinct personalities, from Frigid Farah to Wild Wendy, that can be programmed to suit customers' preferences. Now, I guess now we know what to give the man that has everything.
Why would you want a robot woman and you would program her to be frigid and hate you?
Mm. Well, why do people get married? Same difference.
That's why people shouldn't get married. I think they shouldn't. Down with marriage, everybody.
And that's all the time for Kendall's Weird News.
Oh, Kendall, I am in Weird Overload.
You are in Weird Overload.
That's a condition, that's a medical condition that arises when people have had so much weird news. So
if you stay in Weird Overload.
They get in Weird Overload, and they can't even control it.
Well, if you suffer from Weird Overload, call us at 818-308-4000.
Kendall, do you have a minute?
I got several, Cliff. It's time for Cliff's Media Minute.
All right.
Because something tells me I'm going to need all of them, so go ahead.
Kendall, can you believe that Seal, you know who Seal is, the singer?
You mean the animal?
No, Kiss from
a
Rose.
I know, I'm just kidding. Yes.
Married to Heidi Klum. Kendall, he was asked to leave a movie theater when he tried to bring in a half-eaten container of pink berries. What an idiot. All right, Kendall, can you believe Lindsay
Fat
Lohan...
people know how to hide that in their clothing.
That's why we wear big jackets and pants with
skinny
several
people don't
carpenter.
Understand how to...
Carpenter pants.
Yes.
All right, Lindsay Lohan, Kendall, she's trying to be like me. No, she's not gaining a lot of weight. She is writing a novel. Kendall, you know I'm a novelist. Lindsay Lohan is writing a novel. That, she says, because she loved writing on Twitter so much, she has decided to expand her love.
Is it just going to be her tweets? I'm standing outside of Starbucks.
I'm getting
my nails done.
Yeah.
I'm starving myself.
Kendall, for all those people out there who were devastated when Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz broke up, Kendall, they're going to get together again, but not in the way you're thinking, Kendall. No! They are going to be in a movie together. Isn't that what America's been praying for? A hilarious romp starring JT and Cameron Diaz. It's going to be called Bad Teacher.
I see next year Oscars noms.
Speaking of Oscars. All right, Kendall, speaking of celebrities. The Daily Show and The Colbert Report Kendall, I don't know if you watched them on Hulu or not, but they're not there anymore. They are taken down because people don't know. They're trying to figure out how to make money from Hulu, and nobody can figure out how. But anyway, but if you still want to watch them on the internet, you can still watch them on their respective, like, Daily Show site and the Colbert site. And Kendall, I know you are so emotionally invested in this next story. Jessica Simpson will not forgive John Mayer. She just won't forgive him. She won't forgive him. She's just not going to do it. And also, Kendall.
Well, she needs to take off her mom jeans and do some forgiving.
Take off the mom jeans. Jessica. Gilligan's Island is going to be a movie.
What?
Can you believe that? And there are two people battling it out for the role of the skipper. Cliff and Kendall.
Is it going to be a 3-hour movie?
It's going to be a...
Not a three-hour
movie. I hope not.
I love Gilligan's Island.
I do too, but I don't know about the movie. Maybe it'll be great.
God, I hope the Harlem Globetrotters. Some damn animated creature on it.
It'll have some animated blue people from another planet on there.
They're like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I know. Okay, now Kendall, this next part is not really about media. But it is a minute. And so, Kendall, Walmart, are you familiar with them, Walmart?
Never heard of.
They have settled a lawsuit that said between the 1998 and 2005, women who applied to be to work in the warehouses, their applications were ignored. And when they went to interview, they said order filling in a warehouse is unsuitable for women. But Walmart has just they've just settled that for $12 million because
I know where they can park
these days. You just can't do that these days.
I know a good parking spot for them.
In China.
Is that all the time we have?
That's all the time we have for things you should know.
For media minutes. Oh God.
Oh my goodness.
That was fun.
Isn't it sad about how women were turned away from Walmart?
And that they are so sexist in China? It is sad.
It is. Sexism is still rampant.
Oh, it is. We've tackled racism almost.
Racism is gone. But sexism, it's still here.
Here to stay.
Here to stay. It's an American institution.
As long as they keep making shows like Mad Men, it's here to stay. Now, if you're a woman and you want to be heard, go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. We're at facebook.com/cliffandkendall. We're on MySpace. We're at twitter.com/cliffandkendall. Yeah. You can call us at 818-3084-FAT and be heard and comment on anything you'd like to hear say that we said on the show. Is that it? Is there more? Are we?
I don't think so. But Kendall, it's funny about Twitter, you know, some people on their Facebook, they change their status to like these really personal things that you're like, why would you write that on Facebook? Have you seen people do that?
You mean like when I wrote, I'm wearing pink underwear right now?
Yeah, stuff like that. You think, why, or like, my life is so terrible, why can I not find, you know, people do that on Facebook.
I'm standing on top of a building, ready to jump.
We do that on Twitter. So if you want to see that on our Twitter... Twitter.com, search for Cliff and Kendall.
If you didn't hear enough about it on the show,
if you
go
didn't
to
hear
Twitter.
Enough about I'm so depressed because I'm morbidly obese, you can get it in Twitter form. It's there, everybody. CliffandKendall.blogspot.com. It's on the side.
And that's the subject of Cliff's next novel. Now, do you have a quote, Cliff?
I do. My quote, I looked up movie quotes, but when I looked up movie quotes, it just gave me all these quotes from movies. So what my quote is... is the number one American Film Institute movie quote of all time, which is, can you guess it, Kendall?
I'm going to make you offer we can't refuse. Or
that was number two.
We're
going to
need a bigger boat.
What?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
No, what was that in? No, that was not on the list.
Oh.
Didn't make the top 100. Number one, frankly, my dear,
I don't give a damn.
That was said by Rhett Butler as he walked out on Scarlet Forever.
Well, my quote is from Kathy Bates from the 2003 Academy Awards. Let me back up the music. It's every time an Oscar is given out, an angel gets its wing. I mean, an agent gets its wing. I screwed up the quote.
You screwed up a lot of things in your life, Kendall.
Including this show. Take us home before I do it anymore.
Take me home, Oscar Rose.
Red carpet Rose.
Yep, to an award show where we can win.
That's the Fat Awards.
The Fat Awards. We only have one award. It's for most Christmas spirit. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening.
We love you, and we would thank you if we ever won an Oscar.
Each and every one of you.
Each and every one, like we did at the end of the Valentine show. Listen back.
They wouldn't even have to play us off. They're so few.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.